She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And, well, there's a lot of news in the newspaper about people talking about how bad ethanol is. Now, this one person that wrote in, Carl Zimmerman, wrote all these negatives about ethanol without even having one proof about ethanol. Okay? So, I'd like to clear the air about this. And if anybody has doubts, I would be glad to show you proof. Okay? When you burn ethanol, E100, pure ethanol, it burns very clean, no black soot, no black smoke, nothing. But this guy Zimmerman says it's black, it pollutes, it does everything you can think of. It doesn't. That's why I would be more than happy to show you, if you're interested, all about ethanol. If ethanol was so bad, how come Brazil has been on it since 1955? Why did Henry Ford recommend that over gasoline? Well, very few people know about how good ethanol is. Way back when I was doing drag racing, people didn't know, but that is the fuel I used in my race car. It's not corrosive, it doesn't damage rubber hoses, but it makes a whole bunch of power. Now, there is a difference from corn ethanol and sugarcane ethanol, and even Hawaiian sugarcane. The Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol makes more horsepower, way more than Brazil ethanol, and far greater than corn ethanol. Now, the reason they're using corn in the U.S. is because of the government requirement or whatever. It's something to do with the government. Okay? And I think it's about giving away the grain to foreign countries. Well, it's a little hard to give away sugar to foreign countries because they don't want sugar. They want corn. But the sugarcane is the best. We haven't tested sugar from the U.S. made into ethanol because they're all using corn. The thing that I know is the oil companies that put in the 10% ethanol into the gas is not corn ethanol. Is sugar cane from Brazil. They do not patronize our local, or not local, but our main U.S. ethanol refineries. And the reason they don't do that is because they want them to go belly up. And I know this for a fact because a good friend of mine worked at two ethanol refineries that went belly up because nobody was buying the ethanol. So, it's all about money, folks, like everything else here. It's all about the money. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about jobs. It's nothing. Look at Maui Sugar. Maui Sugar, we try to work with them to make ethanol from the molasses. Instead of working with us and working together and doing ethanol and everybody happy, no. They're shutting it down and 675 workers will be out of a job. That's sad. But you got to think, you got to remember, it's going to be a domino effect. I was telling this person about it, and he said, no, 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 how can it be a domino effect? Does everybody on Maui just buy in Maui? Nothing else? Just Maui? I don't think so. But anyway, you need to get involved, folks. And give you an example. On King Street, right by the Kapalama Canal, there were several potholes. For the longest time, nobody called to report the potholes. So I decided to call that council member, Joy Monahan. And his office said, nobody called in for potholes. So I described where the potholes was. They went right over there and fixed it. But think about this, folks. On route to the potholes, on King Street, there's other potholes that they didn't stop to fix because that wasn't on the order. Hello? The pothole repair people, aren't they supposed to fix all the potholes? Not just the one that was reported? And because people think or have this thinking of, Wanda's going to call it in, or Joe Blow is going to call it in, I'm too busy, I won't call it in. If everybody had that, and not if, but everybody had that same thinking, the other guy's going to do it. The other guy's going to do it. Okay? Give you this example. Your house is on fire. That's okay. I let it burn because my neighbor going to call the fire department. And the neighbor thinks, the house owner is going to call the fire department. Everybody thinking everybody else is going to do it. What's going to happen? House burned down. So, what's happening with Hawaii? Everybody is depending on the other person to do it, and they're not doing it. That's why we still have safety check. Hello? The shops are closing down. When you don't have any place to go for safety check, what are you going to do? Hello? I think everybody's sleeping. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Safety check should be canceled because 40 states don't have it. Why should we? They cut it out because the federal funding that used to fund the program don't do it anymore. I'm talking about federal funds. There's about $1.1 billion from the feds coming to restore the roads in Hawaii. Mazie Hirono wants to take half of that to put it into the rail. Huh? What? What about the streets? We need the streets. It's really dilapidated. I don't know. If something is slated for the roads or for the rail or whatever, you don't take it away and use it for something else. Oh, frustrating. As long as you people, you the people of Hawaii, don't do anything, it's going to continue. It's you the people of Hawaii that is responsible and to blame of how bad the roads are and the government. You allow it to happen. It's going to happen. You look at the red light runners. How many people got tagged for running the red light? Give me a call. 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have?
It's Rolling Bob.
Oh, Rolling Bob. He's rolling. I hope he's feeling better. Anyway, there's a lot of people tailgating because they're anxious to get to where, I don't know. And just the other day, on Vineyard, it's a good thing I looked to the right. This guy in the right lane was moving over to my lane. He's right next to me. Unbelievable. I toot my horn, step my brake, and he changes right in front of me. I don't know what's happening, folks. Crazy people driving crazy. And the famous intersection for red light runners is Liliha and Vineyard. And what's that? Nuuanu and Vineyard. And Pali and Vineyard. All the left turns, they run right through it. And the straightaway, run right through it. No big deal. Solid red, you see three or four cars go right through. I don't know. All I can see is tell you this on the radio, and as long as you, the people, don't do anything, one day, somebody's going to get killed. Is that the time you do something? When your family member is dead? Or some other person is run over? Why? It's my question. Why? Anyway, give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? And I guess you've seen this on the TV about the racetrack. You know, I hate to be negative, but I don't see a racetrack ever happening on the island of Oahu. No. Number one, the space. Number two, the cost. I don't see it. The racers should have done something before Hawaii Raceway Park shut down. Now it's too late. Because before Hawaii Raceway Park opened, we had a hard time trying to get something. So I experienced the hardship of getting a racetrack. Well, it's done and gone, and now the people look at it and scream and try to do something. It's too late. As I said before, you all say something at the funeral. It's too late. You got to do something before the funeral. The young people are street racing all over Oahu. And they're learning it from the television called Street Outlaws. On the mainland, they do it, and it's televised and race for big money. So they're starting to do it here. It's so dangerous. But anyway,
why don't you see Hawaii getting or Oahu getting another racetrack?
Because let's say you need 100 acres. Okay? You need 100 acres for the racetrack. How much is it going to cost? A lot of money. And how much is it going to cost to build a racetrack? Millions of dollars. Now, on the mainland, they do it because NHRA charges $60 or $70 a head per day. And on Oahu, if you charge $20 a head, nobody will go. So, the old price that they used to charge was $10 a head. And people grumbled. You go $20, $30 a head, they're going to grumble. They're not going to go. So how do you recover your loss of that investment of that much land to, you know, make it feasible? I mean, if you had 100 acres, it would be more feasible for you to build houses,
like, or
build an industrial site.
Like on the Otter Islands, how much land they have for their racetracks?
It's about 100 acres.
That big?
Yep. Yep, but it's all city land. And so they don't have to put up the cost of buying the land. I don't know how the Otter Islands do it, but as far as the safety goes, it doesn't pass the NHRA safety regulations. Because NHRA safety regulations is the guardrails have to be concrete and not that metal type of guardrail that they have. Because the metal guardrail is not safe. So, anyway, I don't know. So, it doesn't look good. And the other thing, the issue I'm trying to push out, other than the safety check, we should get rid of that because the safety check stations are not that busy, and they're trying to hustle business by telling the people, for you to pass safety check, you need to do all this and this and this. It's happening, folks. If you went to have your safety check done and they told you you needed all this work done before you could get safety check, then you know. If you did that, give me a call. 808-524-1080. It's break time.
We'll be right back with Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're rolling, and how is Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. I'm back on the mend. I'm cured. I've taken a lot of time to rest up. And, of course, being rested and you know, stuff. I had a lot of time to read. And you know how you were talking about things changing over here?
Uh-huh.
It's the culture.
The culture,
you know,
is changing?
Talking about people here have a different attitude on stuff. So I'm reading an article about the Honolulu Police Department issuing gun permits. And they said until last month, they used a typewriter. It's 2016. They're using a typewriter to fill out the forms for people to get a gun permit. And they just changed over. And I realized, like you're saying, this mentality. You send out the pothole crew, they drive past 10 potholes, get to one, fix it, drive back past the other 10, go back to the shop, and say, okay, what do we need to do now? You know, you just see it all. And like I said, how many years have I complained about how they fix the potholes? With a shovel?
Mm-hmm.
They throw some stuff in there. They pat it down. They drive off. You drive your car over. You can hear all the pothole stuff rolling around inside your fender. You know it's going to be a matter of hours before the pothole is empty again from the cars driving over it. It's just this cause. And you're right. They're closing the sugar plantation. This is the last year on Maui for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it just, people don't think about, if you're a worker, what do you do with your money? You buy groceries, you shop, you know, your kids go. I mean, it affects the whole community.
That's
right.
It
isn't just, oh, that guy lost his job, so we don't care. No, what about the groceries, and they go to restaurants and movies, and there's all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The landlords, they can't pay their rent, then the landlord can't pay his bills. I mean, this is how communities get in trouble. And everybody just sits there going, well, it's not me, I don't worry about it. Or, you know, I didn't like that sugar cane stuff anyway. And then they turn around and go, well, how come this community has no people living in it, or everybody's poor? Because there's no jobs, because nobody cared, and the stuff just goes away. So that's what I mean. That's a cultural thing, and we're over here, and I blame it on the fact that we're isolated by an island, where on the mainland, if you didn't like I always tell people the example, New York City, they raised the taxes on cigarettes. What do people do? They drive across to New Jersey, buy their cigarettes, and drive back. Then the city, New York, raises more taxes because they say they're losing money. You know, it's like we do here with the airport. There's parking at the airport. Oh, we're not making enough money on people parking at the airport. Raise the rates. Any other business would say, oh, we're losing customers. Lower the rates and bring more customers in.
That's right.
But see, that's what I mean. This whole mentality in the government here is because you have no other choice. So where are you going to go? You can't drive to the neighbor island to get on the airplane there. You know, we have the super ferry. That just disappears. And it just goes on and on. And all they do is come back. And I know I'm going long. They come back and they end election time. And what do they say? Oh, I'm going to fix the potholes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for you. The kids are first. They still ain't fixed the AC in the schools because it's winter and nobody's talking about it.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Farrington High School, the auditorium. Remember the roof collapsed?
Right.
It's still the same.
Of course. Nobody, they're not going to fix it. And then when school comes around, they're going to come to you and say, oh, we need to raise taxes because we can't fix the school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how embarrassing is it for you as a school superintendent to get up and say, oh, we can't afford books for the kids? What do you mean you can't afford books? That's the primary thing you do. You know, but like you
said,
that's
the government.
The air-conditioned office, they got their raises, everybody's happy, everybody's getting paid, and the kids are suffering,
mm-hmm.
and the parents are frustrated, and, you know, and then they run for office. I'm going to take care of the kids. I'm looking out for you. Reelect me again. I know I've been in office 30 years, but I swear this time I'm going to run and I'm going to do better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let that sink in. And as always, folks, though, one thing, take care of your car and your body, as I learned. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, that's what's happening, you know, and it will never change. I've been trying to tell you this over and over, but I guess nobody's listening. And the news media, you know, the star advertiser, every election, they endorse candidates. That is wrong. The news media is not supposed to endorse candidates. They are media, what do you call them? Middle of the road. Good example is this, folks. You go into a courtroom, okay, and a guy that's suing you, he's good friends with the judge, and the judge favors him over what you gotta say. Is that right? No. You don't have a chance. So, but anyway, all we can do is try to tell you, if you don't want to listen, then that's fine. It's just the same thing with the ethanol. The ethanol, folks, let me explain this. The ethanol was put into the gasoline in 2006. In 1975, oil companies dropped the octane of gasoline from 104 for premium and 98 for regular. They dropped it. And they said, now we're going to come out with unleaded and you only need 92 octane for premium. Well, just to let you know, all the classic cars, the ones without computers, the engines knocked. So, our companies added this chemical called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy. Okay? 30 years later, 2005, EPA says, hey, we gotta take that out of the gas because it's highly cancerous. 30 years, folks? Anybody listening? 30 years to find out that it's cancerous?
Because they did the study and they showed that people were getting cancer maybe in that 30 years.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but you know, what kind of leaders do we have? The leaders of the country, the leaders of Hawaii, is supposed to be taking care of the people. So the people can go about doing this stuff with the trust in their leaders are doing the right thing. Okay? Now let me get back to this ethanol thing. So, in 2005, they had to remove MTBE and add in another anti-knock additive. The ethanol was not put in the gas to get away from foreign oil. The ethanol was never ever put in the gas to offset that. It was put in the gas as an anti-knock to keep your engine from breaking. That's what it was added into the gas for. Because ethanol is slower burning, and the slower burning takes away the knocking. Okay? And all I read the paper and the news lately is about how the ethanol is no good and it was put in the gas to cut back on the foreign oil. No way. You got the computers in front of you. Go check it out. All over the world. Check out the octane. If you have high octane, you don't need ethanol in the fuel. Because you don't need anti-knock. Now those of you that's old enough, think back. Back in the 60s, okay? If you ran regular in your car, the car would knock. Went up a hill, it would knock. So everybody ran premium, or ethyl as they called it back then. And that was 104. Regular was 98. How can you lower it to 92 if 98 was knocking? With anti-knock. Okay? Now, they lower the octane because of gas mileage. The higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. That's the way it works. And ethanol does not make your gas mileage worse. It makes it better. And that's the reason why in Hawaii, there is no such thing as 10% ethanol in the gas. I measured it. I tested. And the highest reading I get is 6. There is no 10% ethanol in the gas. Now, Dean knows because he's done the tests over and over and over. And the same thing with him. He tells people and nobody listens. More ethanol gives you better mileage. And that's why they don't want to put the ethanol in, because it'll give you more mileage. Think, if you were the oil company, would you like all of us to get 30 miles a gallon? I don't think so. You lose money. Okay?
Oh, but we should be thinking about the next generation and conserving.
They don't care about the next.
Fossil fuel and all that.
They don't care. People today don't care but only but themselves. It's sad. But on my truck, my red truck, and people, you know my red truck, okay? It's on 100% ethanol. On gasoline, I was getting little over 10 miles a gallon. Okay? I'm now 100% ethanol. I've been on it for a long time. Years now. And Steve Onoy knows. I get 22 miles to the gallon on straight ethanol. So when I see these clowns making remarks on TV, on the newspaper, and all this about ethanol cuts the gas mileage, it really winds me up. Because that's not true. Another instance is Indy 500. The first time that Indy went to ethanol, that was the time that the very first female, the woman, won the Indy race. She was the first in history. And the reason she won was because her crew chief, on the last pit stop, told her, keep going, don't come in. Everybody went in for the pit stop. She kept going. She passed the leaders and everybody. They could not catch her up. In the winner's circle, they wanted to find out how much fuel she had. They all ran in to see the fuel. She had enough fuel to go another pit stop. So that's when the official said, okay, new rules, we've got to downsize the fuel tanks. So now everybody's forced to come in. And they had to downsize the fuel tank because the ethanol gave better mileage. Hello? You know, ethanol does give mileage. Far better mileage than gasoline. But anyway, if you haven't tried it, you should try it. All these people that's chirping about how bad ethanol is, they never even tried it. They never even did studies on it. Okay? I've done studies. I've done tests. I have a plastic jug with all the stuff in it that they say ethanol eats up. I have it in a plastic bottle. It's been in there for years. If you want one, I'll give you a plastic bottle with all the stuff that they say it eats up. And then nothing happens. Okay? Ethanol is vodka. If you can drink ethanol, how can it damage anything? If it damages rubber, plastic, and everything else, let me tell you, you can't drink it. You'll die. So, it's common sense. But, oh, I was told common sense passed away in the 60s. So, there's no more of that. Anyway, I think it's break time again, Wanda.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, so some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, this voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And here's something that I think a lot of you need to know. Especially the dinosaurs, you don't need to warm up your car. You start the car up, put it in gear, and drive off. No warm-up needed. A lot of people are warming up their engines for 3, 4, 5 minutes. In that time you're warming it up, you could have drove halfway to work. Okay? So, you don't need a warm-up.
Wait, from before you used to do?
Yeah. In the old days, you had to because of the... there was no computers, and the carburetor had a choke on it, so it was revving up really high, so you had to let it warm up, and the choke opens up, then the idle drops down, and then you can drive off. But today, it's all computerized, so you just start it up, put it in gear, and go.
What about... Like, you said, like, cars in the 70s included in there?
Yeah.
Well, I can hear the engine revving when you start it up.
Yeah.
So how do you stop it from revving like that?
You cannot, because it's a carburetor. But if it's fuel injected, like the new cars today, from the 80s on up, then you don't need to.
Because you can hear it revving like that, and you put it into drive, and you're going to just shoot out.
You get to work faster. Anyway. No warm-up necessary, okay? That's a waste of gasoline, and waste of fuel, and wasting your engine. Now, there was a problem on Kamehameha Highway, where the construction people doing a rail busted a gas line the other day. And that was dangerous. And people got really upset. So it's going to happen some more and more. So just be ready for it. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George, how's it?
Okay.
Thanks for clearing up that article. I cut it out, you know. But now that you talked about it. The Zimmerman guy name, I have heard of him before. Seen his name before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's too bad because these guys who don't do their homework, they spread rumors. The guys who don't do their homework, they're going to believe them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sad, these people.
And then, you know, when I protest July 4th parade, Governor Ignatz passed by, he don't even look at the signs. That's a 30-year politician right there.
Mm-hmm.
But sad. It's not about Maui Sugar Company, I mean. I hope Monsanto don't have their hands in there, man.
I think they do.
we need to. Somebody, we gotta find a rich guy and make a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
On TV.
I don't know.
Yeah, but like, I feel people changing too. It's not the same, you know.
I know.
I don't know who my real friends are nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Could be just acting, but they just dress up as Elvis on Elvis Day, but I don't even have the feeling for that.
I
don't know. We go along, I guess.
Yep.
All right. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, fellow.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you, Rob?
Good, George. Thank you. You too?
Yeah, still alive.
Hey, yeah, we're still above ground, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
George, I found something that I thought you might enjoy that really is a part of your show. Can I tell you about it?
Sure.
Okay, you know how when your show starts, you hear the revving
mm-hmm.
of the 409?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a book on the Beach Boys really in depth. This guy did a terrific job writing this beautiful book on the singing group, the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, in 1962, is when Brian Wilson wrote that song, 409.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right around the time where they were going from surfing, writing surfing music songs, to cars.
Because
Brian thought that in those early 60s that that would be a natural progression, and those guys all loved, you know, hot cars too. So Brian really wanted a 409. And a friend of his, a good friend of his, would go out at night, and they would, you know, run the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know how? Remember how we used to do that in our younger days, George?
Yep.
Cruising.
Cruising.
So Brian got the idea and started writing down some words for that song. But to open up the song, how he got that revving sound that you hear, George, is really a 409.
I know.
He took out, I don't know if you're young, too old to remember, there used to be a thing called a Wallensack tape deck. And he put it out, and he literally recorded what we hear every time you play that song for your show.
Bring back memories.
Yeah, so I thought, I mean, all these years.
Yep.
I thought that was so cool.
It is.
And that Wallensack tape deck, George, is one of my best friends was telling me that his father, who was the pastor for St. Mark's Church in Kapahulu, back in the early 60s,
mm-hmm.
used to tape his sermons on that particular model of tape deck.
Hmm.
So how about that?
Yeah, unreal.
Okay.
Take care.
Thought I'd leave it on a light note today, yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What? What's that?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
That 409 and the 348 was a little bit before my time. I came into the racing world, automotive world, with a 265 and 283 Chevy. But
you, for your information, the engine that made the most horsepower was not the Chevy 283, 327, and 350.
Was the
4.9? No. Cubic inch for cubic inch, the Ford 289 was the best design engine. It made more horsepower per cubic inch than any engine.
Wow.
Any Ford 289?
Any Ford 289.
Better than a Boss 302?
Yep.
Wow. Man, that's something new.
Yep.
Hey, I was listening to you earlier, and you were saying something about on the TV news about the racetrack. Did they have? I don't watch TV anymore, so I don't watch the news. But did they have any later news about the racetrack or something?
Yeah, there was mention about the racetrack, but that is the same scenario that was going on for years and years and years.
So
nothing,
same old thing.
Yeah, nothing will get done because it's the whole thing is about the cost to get into the racetrack.
Right.
You invest all that money in the land to build
money.
It. How are you going to recover the loss?
Yeah.
No way.
And you know, like, we don't have that kind of championship caliber national events like the
That's
mainland
right.
with all the superstars,
That's right.
all those cars, so... We cannot charge the kind of money they charge.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yep.
Like you said, yeah, I still remember back then it was like $10, then came $12.
Yep. Like on the mainland.
People grumbled.
At the Nationals on the mainland, they got almost 300,000 spectators there.
Yeah. Yeah.
About You're not going to have that here.
Weekend. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think even one day is like over 50,000 or something like that. Just for one day.
So, anyway.
I just want to tell your listeners that I just tried the ethanol for the first time. And, you know, it's kind of like you told me, the response, you're going to feel it and know it immediately. And you know what? As I just drove the thing around, I felt like the thing had better response and more power. I like, I thought I was driving my sports car again. I mean, no kidding. I was kind of like,
there it is,
on the brake all the time because I was accelerating too hard.
Yep.
And then guess what? At the time I put the ethanol in, I had like just a little bit over half tank, and I noticed it gave
better mileage.
Same mileage than I had it when I used to fill it up. So it looks like it does give better mileage, so more power, better response, and better mileage. Like I said, I feel like the car is accelerating hard, so I gotta kind of like adjust my throttle.
You gotta watch your speed.
Yeah. So I just want to tell you, listen, give you a call, get down to your shop and go try some ethanol, you know, put a couple of gallons in. It really does work. Okay, George.
Thanks, Bruce.
You take care, and I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And before we get any further, I'd like to mention, this is not automotive, but I think it will help a lot of people. Dr. Terry Shintani has this computerized thing that eliminates all EMF in the room. Electronic magnetic field is the worst thing, and it's very cancerous. Now, they have this computers that cancels out EMF, and when you go to that room and spend a couple hours in there, it feels like your body got overhauled. If you're interested, give Terry Shintani a call. It's a very good system. 952-6900. 952-6900. Try it. It's wonderful. Okay? And the other thing I wanted to mention is the island of Kauai really has it together. They put a cap on property tax. They put a cap on property tax. How's that? You think Oahu will ever do that? No way.
So how does that work?
They don't charge you any higher property tax. It just stays the same.
For how long?
I don't know. But if they keep it like that, it really helps the people. And that's why I say that the politicians on Kauai, they work for the people. They're really nice people. I don't know what happened to Oahu. So anyway, who's on the phone?
We have Kimo from Nu'uanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, I got the... Have you ever heard of something called HHO?
What's that?
HHO. You convert water into hydrogen.
Okay.
So my coworker's been playing around with it off YouTube, and it does the same thing as your ethanol. So you don't need hundreds of acres of sugarcane or employees. You just install this thing. He did it for under $15. And I went on Amazon.com, and you have to buy it in pieces. But, you know, I read the reviews. You go from 11 miles to a gallon to 22 miles to a gallon. And it's water. Oil and baking soda. And it works. So versus your $10 a gallon liquid.
Well, it's only, let me explain that. If you had to bring it in from Brazil, how much would you charge?
You're importing a liquid, which is weight, and this is water.
Hydrogen
with baking soda.
Go check it out. NHRA, NASCAR, everybody does not approve hydrogen because it's explosive.
Oh, yeah, but they have a backup valve. And that's the only...
But they will not allow it. If they don't allow it in NHRA, Indy, NASCAR, any racing association, don't allow hydrogen.
No, this is under regular driving conditions.
No,
if
they don't allow it for safety reasons, then it shouldn't be allowed on the streets because it's not safe.
Well, yeah.
If the car gets into an accident,
it's kind of complicated, George. But I'm kind of liking it because it's.
Well, a lot of people like the battery cars. It's cancerous. Okay, hydrogen car, it's not safe. NHRA and all of them don't allow it. So if they don't allow it in NHRA, IHRA, NASCAR, and all that, then it shouldn't be on the street. Plain and simple.
I'm not really, satisfied. I'm still watching him.
That's how I go by it. And they allowed ethanol.
Yeah, so, the ethanol, it's weight and water's free. And it does work. It does work.
Well, I'm working on that too.
Oh,
but we're not doing it as hydrogen. We're doing it another way. Okay?
Oh.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks,
okay.
Georgie.
I'd like to thank all the listeners that called in and made the show. Just remember, get involved, folks. Get involved. Don't wait for your neighbor or somebody else to do it. Take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.